If we continue in Exodus, it says this. So Bezalel, Oliab, and the other craftsmen whom the Lord has gifted with wisdom, skill, and intelligence will construct and furnish the tabernacle just as the Lord commanded. You know, one thing that's interesting as we look through the Bible, wisdom, skill, and intelligence we cannot take credit for. Have you ever noticed that? Wisdom, skill, and intelligence we cannot take credit for. This is very important. I want you to hear me. God is using every person and their vocation, their skills and gift mix that He's given them to further His purpose in the world. God's given you these vocational skills to build the tabernacle or tent of His presence and purpose. You see, your job or your vocation has or is meant to have eternal consequence in the world. Whatever it is that you do. Let's say that together and let's use personal pronouns. My job or vocation has or is meant to have eternal consequence in the world. Whatever it is that I do. Think about that. So you see, your life work is not just your job. Your life work is God's work. Let's say that together using my. My life work is God's work. Say it again. My life work is God's work. Now, everybody understood this until around the Middle Ages in the 14 or 1500s. Before that time, everyone and everything belonged to God. Everything anyone did was for God's purpose. Even the sciences and people that studied things like biology, that was considered God's purpose. In the Middle Ages, there were these philosophers, Descartes and Francis Bacon. They created this division that we live with today. They said that all of life fell into two categories. There was sacred life, which things that belong to God, and there was a secular life, things that belong to human beings. So, sacred, things that belong to God, secular, things that belong to human beings. Now think about this, even in the church, we have been affected in the church. There are two major divisions in the church, and there has been for a long time. We have the clergy, and we have the laity. But do you understand what the word laity means? The word laity really means all the people of God. So the clergy are really laity as well, aren't we? Well, that's where we began to go wrong. What this resulted in is the fact that we act like schizophrenic people. And we compartmentalize our lives, don't we? And you've heard me say this before, we compartmental our lives in these neat little bubbles. You ever notice that? Okay. In this bubble, this is my work. And I act a certain way, I dress a certain way, I have a certain language that I use, and I treat people a certain way. In this bubble over here, this is my family. I act a certain way, I use a special language. This is my church. You know, you stand a little taller, right? This is my church bubble. I use a certain language. I treat others just a little bit different. But then I have, well, my fun bubble. And I use a special language. And I act a certain way. Right? Maybe your fun bubble is bowling. Maybe it's golfing. Maybe it's basketball on Thursday nights. But we use a certain language, right?